Unit 51, Leaf Cutters. A clean dirt path several inches wide is a sign that you are near a leaf cutter ant colony. In one direction, the path branches into trails that end at a tree trunk or peter out into the grass. In other direction, it leads to the colony's nest, a wide area marked by holes and large rubbish heaps. The holes are entrances to the underground nest. The rubbish heaps are piles of old, dry plant matter that was cleared out of the nest when it was no longer useful. Leaf cutters are farmers, and they use leaves and grass to grow their food, fungi. Fungi are plants that grow on plants or on decaying matter. Toadstools and molds are types of fungi. At night, the ants go out to forage for more material to grow food. Each ant carries a piece of leaf at least twice as large as its own body. Leaf cutters come in all sizes and, oddly enough, it is the largest ones who do the least work. They are soldiers whose main job is to protect the nest. They have enormous jaws. Because of this, the native Indians of South America, where the ants are found, put them to an odd use. Instead of using stitches to close a wound, the Indians hold large leafcutter ants up to the edges of a cut and let them bite it together. Then they pinch off the bodies, leaving the jaws behind, to hold the wound firmly closed.